Trump's last-ditch appeal. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The Supreme Court is hearing former President Trump's appeal over presidential immunity as he tries to get his classified documents case thrown out.
After nearly 3 hours of arguments, the nine justices must now wrestle with whether a former president has some measure of criminal immunity for acts taken while he was in office. Which of the January 6th-related allegations were the private actions of candidate Trump versus something officially within the purview of then President Trump? Many of the justices signaled they're thinking far beyond the case at hand and trying to gauge the real-life fallout of resolving those complex debates.
Fox's Shannon Bream. A New York appeals court overturns the rape conviction of former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein.
New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office sent Fox News this statement after the decision came down, saying, quote, "We will do everything in our power to retry this case and remain steadfast in our commitment to survivors of sexual assault." A New York appeals court reversed Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction for rape and assault of two women, the 4-3 majority finding the trial judge erred by allowing women who were not a part of the case to testify about their own accusations against the disgraced entertainment mogul.
Fox's Alicia Acuna. Weinstein will remain in prison, though, on a Los Angeles rape conviction. As pro-Palestinian protests cause havoc on college campuses, the University of Southern California in L.A. cancels its main graduation ceremony over safety concerns. A fire near the Roswell Airport in New Mexico prompts evacuations because of potentially dangerous gases. The fire's nearly burned itself out, but deputies are urging people to avoid the area. Meantime, a fire broke out on the iconic Oceanside Pier north of San Diego. Firefight there stopped it from engulfing the structure. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
It's been 4 weeks since the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore, and cargo traffic is finally moving again.
The Balsa 94 cargo ship has become the first vessel to pass through a newly opened deep water channel in Baltimore following last month's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Balsa is one of 5 ships that's been stranded in the harbor since March 26th when a container ship struck the bridge, killing 6. The temporary channel will stay open until early next week, when it will close again until May 10th, so workers can remove steel from the container ship and refloat it, guiding it back to port. The port's main channel is set to reopen next month and restore marine traffic to normal. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
An Arkansas woman may be headed to prison for stealing things from her workplace.
Candace Chapman Scott worked at a mortuary in Little Rock, Arkansas. Her job was to prepare for cremation the remains of cadavers that had been previously donated to medical schools. But she's admitted to packing up 24 boxes of body parts and selling them to a Pennsylvania man for nearly $11,000. Jeremy Pauly called himself a body parts collector. He's already pleaded guilty to abuse of a corpse and interstate transportation of stolen property. Candace Scott faces up to 30 years in prison and $500,000 in fines. Her sentencing date hasn't been set yet. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Nights in white satin.
The last surviving founding member of the Moody Blues, Mike Pender, dies at 82. Keyboardist, singer, and member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame died Wednesday at his home in Northern California. His family posting his final days were filled with music. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.